From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Debbie Elliott. Republican presidential candidates are in Iowa today for what some might call round one of the 2008 race. They've been paying the $35 fee for citizens to cast ballots in a straw poll. Results are expected later this evening. NPR's David Green has spent the day at the site of the straw poll, Iowa State University in Ames. He joins me now. So this is not a caucus. It's not a primary. Explain to us how the straw poll works.
It works like this. It's some would say, a fundraiser for the Republican Party. Voters have to pay $35 to come and cast a vote for one of the Republican candidates, but the campaigns actually cover most of those expenses. So they go around the state, they send buses all across Iowa, bringing supporters here, trying to convince them to come, and then people go inside and vote. And the straw poll has sometimes predicted who will win the caucuses. It sometimes has not. But it's given candidates a chance to get some more name recognition, and also it's been a real bust for some candidates. In the past, some candidates have dropped out as soon as they looked at how bad things were for them in the straw poll.
How are the slate of candidates this time around treating this? Are they putting a lot into it?
Oh, it's like a festival here. It's both politics and also, you know, like a fair. Each candidate has their tent set up, and they do all sorts of things to entice their supporters to come pick up their tickets to go vote, which the campaigns provide. I'm looking at Sam Brownback's tent right now, the Kansas senator. He has a rock climbing wall. I hear he has a dunk tank, but I'm not going to go near it because reporters aren't very popular always with presidential candidates. But there was also Mike Huckabee, the former Arkansas governor. He actually is a bass guitarist and has a band, and he was out there on a stage next to an Elvis impersonator. And here's a little of what he had to say on the stage.
And in fact, his perfect song is Elvis Just Came, because his big slogan was taking care of business in a flash. And we know that one of the most important things that we have to do is take care of some business. That business today is voting for Mike Huckabee.
So, David, he's really rocking for the vote there.
He's rocking for the vote, and his supporters were out there having a great time getting ready to vote for Mike Huckabee. Now, his tent was not as crazy as the Mitt Romney tent, which had a lot of people. His Mitt Romney's campaign was handing out little battery-powered fans to keep people cool, and he's actually the favorite in this straw poll. He's been leading in the polls here in Iowa.
David, I understand that a couple of the major candidates, though, didn't show.
That's right. John McCain, also Rudy Giuliani, two of the other frontrunners not participating. Also Fred Thompson, who, as we know, is not announced yet, has also decided not to participate today.
NPR's David Green in Ames, Iowa. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Debbie.